And like, yeah, Avram, how does one relate to Hashem in the way that Avram Avinu does? Yerushalmi says, Ein lecha chaviv mekulam eleparash me'ava k'Avram. The most beloved of all human beings is Avram Avinu, who served Hashem out of love. And in fact, the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Yud, when talking about serving Hashem out of love, is when we involved ourselves in Torah and Mitzvahs, and we walk in the Nesivas HaChachma, the pathways of wisdom, not because of anything else in the world, not because of the fear of evil, and not in order to inherit the good. Rather, we do that which is true and right because it's true and right. And whatever good comes from that will come. This is the Maila of Avram Avinu, who is called the one who loves Hashem, because he serves Hashem out of love. He does what's right because it's right. He develops an emotional relationship with the truth that powers him, that motivates him. That's serving Hashem with love. And the Aris Dvash, Rabbi Yonos Naibishit, says, yeah, we ourselves should emulate the midah of Avraham Avinu. The corollary of that is that we accept whatever happens to us with love. Even if that means that there are times in life where things are uncertain, things are unstable. Even if we face challenges, like Avraham Avinu did, be wholehearted with Hashem. To be strong in our love with Hashem. In truth and with a lev tamim, with a perfect heart. This is what we need to think about when we say this first bracha. Start to think about it. When we say Elokei Avraham, he's teaching us something. He's teaching us strength and resilience and fortitude and steadfastness and commitment and love above all else. And the Sosemis and Parshas Vayir Tav Rish Mem Aleph says, for sure, a person who serves Hashem out of love, like Avraham Avinu, will be naturally driven to doing the right thing, until the very body is drawn to doing the right thing, almost without thinking, because you're naturally in tune with what Hashem says. But then we come to something really interesting in the Chassid Shesvarim. And this is a new Mahalach in Tefillah, something I didn't think about before. And it's the Radvila Rebbe, it's the son of the Zlotcheva. And he says something amazing. I daven every day when I say Elokei Avraham. Help me and help the Jewish people in his chis to love you. Have a munah in your unity. Think about that. Have it in mind. When you're saying Elokei Avraham, we want Avraham Avinu's midas to filter through to us, and thereby creating a zechus, a merit for us. So yes, we are children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But not just that it's automatic, but rather that we allow their midas to impact our lives. We allow them to be guiding lights for us. And in doing so, we invoke their zechus, their merit. That's the context in which we daven. So the Elokei Avraham is not a magic word. Invoking zechus avos isn't just something that is magical. Rather, it's meant to stimulate something deep within us, start to emulate their ways, internalize the lessons of their lives, and apply it to everything that we do.